Good morning. I want to read you the following scripture from the book of Psalms, Psalms 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Now, most people are familiar with the letters GPS. GPS. Most all new vehicles have GPS programmed already in their car. It's standard equipment. It comes that way from the factory. GPS stands for Global Positioning System. GPS is an amazing technology. Utilizing satellites, GPS can tell you where you are, and if you program a destination into your GPS, it can tell you where you're going, the best direction to follow, how long it will take to get there, and your arrival time. I want to offer the letters GPS to be used in another manner. Instead of using GPS for a global positioning system, let's think of GPS as God's positioning system. In our scripture this morning, it stated that your word, God's word, lights up our path. God's word can show us the direction to follow in life if we will activate and utilize it. Now, I think most people will agree that we live in a confusing and oftentimes, dark world. Many in the world seem blind to the best way to live their lives. Many people stagger, so to speak, in the dark on which direction they should follow. Jesus said in chapter 6 of Luke, "Can the blind lead the blind? Will they both not fall into a pit?" Friends, are there not many people today stumbling around in darkness and in danger of falling into a pit? Jesus often talked about himself being the light of a dark world. Once in Jesus' ministry, he asked the disciples if they were going to stay and continue to follow him. Peter answered that question by saying, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Peter knew it. Peter got it. Peter knew that Jesus had the words of life. Brethren, we too have the words of Jesus. Let us commit to reading the Gospels, the Bible, on a regular basis. Let us internalize God's Word and enable it to direct our lives. Let us utilize God's positioning system, brethren. It can tell us where we are. It can tell us where we're going. It can tell us the best way to get there. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the words that give life. Inspire us to live by your words. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Word, we pray. Amen.